Pod Tacker Update, episode 69 for the week of June 26th, 2006.
Alright, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Pod Tacker, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm a Oompa Loompa.
I'm Expanded Flame.
Right on, and here we are at the update show, where we're going to be talking about the latest going on in the Podtacker and Halo communities. We're going to be covering some campaign and glitching tips here, and we're also going to be going through some "you know you play too much Halo 2 if" jokes. So there's some good ones in there, man. It's going to be cool. So,
all right.
As usual, we got a packed show, so let's get rocking here. Right on. I guess let's start off with the Bungie update here that we had on this past Friday. So first we got some graphic novel stuff, right?
Yeah, Bungie's been talking about their new graphic model that they've been developing for the past 2 years. I think it's going to give us like some backstory of back in Halo 1 where Sergeant Johnson, you know, were fighting Flood and how he survived. And so there's actually a preview of the novel. If you can check it out, there's a link to in the show notes to Team Xbox, and it like links you back to the Marvel website, and it's like a flash of a few pages from the graphic novel, and it shows like all the different kind of art styles they have. Some are pretty good, some are really bad. So it's a definite good thing to check out.
Sounds cool. If you guys are into comics, definitely, man. I saw one on the preview on what is it, Marvel or something, or
that's the website, the
short electro comic, whatever they call it, that you can flip through. That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, some of it just looks plain cartoonish, not really very good, I think.
Yeah. Well, looks like we also got a Lockout-style map being developed for Halo 3, which is exciting because they know that Lockout was the most popular map, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good thing. Calling it Jub-Jub.
It was 51% most played, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of name is Jub-Jub?
It's just like some name Frankie made up temporarily since he can't say that.
Okay. Jub-Jub.
Hope it's temporary. I mean, they had like cool names for the maps in Halo. You had like Coagulation or Blood Gulch or, you know.
Yeah.
Jibber Jobbler. Yeah, that was a good map.
Jub-Jub. Sounds like something Elite would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another map called Wart-Wart.
Full of warthogs.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, that'd be funny.
So, Oompa Loompa, what we got next, man?
Assault rifle is in fact in the early builds and is Frankie's favorite weapon. It may or may not be in the final build, but it's looking good now. Yeah, I think I hope it's in there because it's my favorite weapon in Halo 1.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
Definitely.
I'd say it was my second because the pistol was probably my favorite, even though how amazingly good it was.
Yeah, you could like it was stronger than the sniper, almost.
Hmm. Yeah, because it had like a big clip and faster fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The assault rifle is awesome though. I mean, with the way that. You know, I like the sound in particular on the assault rifle.
It's a lot
different than the SMG, for instance. It was just it just sounded powerful, you know.
Deeper.
So. Yeah.
I hope they do balance out the accuracy, because in Halo 1 it wasn't too accurate, and I wonder how that'll fare in multiplayer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the little screen they had on it to see how many bullets you had left.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
Like the BR.
And that compass was kind of interesting, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it, like, pointed to the big gas planet or something?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, they're also talking about a kind of a debate they had going on whether ladders should be in multiplayer. And I think they're not talking about, like, tournament-style ladders. I think they're talking about actual, like, climbing ladders. like they have in Headlong and a few different things in Warlock. So I guess some people are not into that. So let's see, what's this about, guys?
Well, ladders were like they looked actually kind of really weird when they were played in the original Halo. Like, people would walk up a ladder, but with other people look at him, all they see is a guy walking vertically. You know, his hands and arms weren't really
moving.
I know. It was actually pretty funny. Yeah, exactly. And then,
I think it'll be a good idea, but depends where you use them. And, like, if they can't figure out how some way to, like, get higher into the level.
Because if they're going to include ladders, you know, I think it'd be best if they had, like, an animation where the Master Chief puts his arms out and, you know, climbs it to make it look more real. But, you know, if they put that in, then it's going to be kind of a slower-paced game when you go up ladders. And so I think the success of Halo 2 was a really fast-paced multiplayer.
Yeah.
I think ladders are a pain in FPSs in general, because when you're climbing a ladder, in a lot of cases you can't use your weapon, but in Halo you can, which is cool. The problem is how to deal with ladders, as far as, like, a lot of times when you go up to the top of a ladder, and it's like, okay, how do I get back down again? It's like you have to try to go this. A lot of times I end up falling all the way to the bottom, right next to the ladder, and I can't grab onto it. Like, Far Cry is a good example of a newer one that does the exact same thing with ladders that everybody else has done. Kind of screws it up, unfortunately. You know, you have to, like, go behind the ladder and then move towards it and then push forward but look down or something like that.
Exactly.
It's just like, there's no consistent way to deal with ladders, it seems like. Unless it's like,
so
press X to grab on the ladder and go up or down to move on it. But then it's kind of like so locked on that you can't really use your weapon or deal with, like, normal
movement.
Yeah,
so some can just shoot you down, pretty much.
Yeah. And then if you move back on the left stick, for instance, you'd fall right off the ladder because you're moving away from it. So things like that just makes it difficult to deal with ladders in general. I think, if they can, I would, you know, I like how Halo 2 does it. I didn't really notice that it hardly had any ladders because, you know, the way they did the ramps were just solid. So you can use it for grenades.
And then jumping on blocks.
Yeah, yeah.
To make way above the buildings.
Definitely. Anyway, cool stuff. So we also got some plenty of news within the PodTiger community here. We got something from Dr. Tom, who's mentioned that Fight Night is back, which is basically a beatdown tournament. He's also saying to check out the forum thread for more details and signups on podtacker.com. Have you guys participated in these?
No, not yet.
Okay.
This one, I think, is going to be taking place in Sanctuary, which is kind of different, because we used to play in Lockout with, like, a big group of people, and it was fun. Like, JBB was there, and there was, like, a big commotion down in the flag area was, and so JV, it was just kind of messy, and we all had plasma pistols. So JVB would climb up to the sniper tower, and then he would, like, use BX, BX, B to get his melee off, melee on, you know? So the animation looked like he was beating his chest. Meanwhile, he's, like, all... He's roaring, like...
That'd be funny to watch.
Nice.
I really love his voice.
Yeah,
exactly.
I might the fight night that's coming up, I might record it and put it on the forums. That'd be
nice. Cool.
Yeah. So this is like they do this like a ladder, right? Like it's 1v1 and then the winner moves up the ladder and all that?
Is that what I think it is? I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you guys can check out more info in the forums if you like. Moving on. Expand it, go for it, man.
Alright, Brent Gamer says that Ninja on Fire has recently mentioned his view on weapon glitches, calling them a form of cheating. He has yet to mention that as to whether or not singing Eye of the Tiger to pump your teammates is a form of cheating or not.
I don't know, man. Eye of the Tiger, yeah, definitely cheating. I don't know about the Rocky theme, though. Rocky theme's okay.
Yeah. Talk about how to convince the other team to, or your own teammates to commit suicide.
Yeah, really. Yeah, play Eye of the Tiger, and everybody's like, no, jumping off the bridge. Yeah, definitely don't want to play the Mortal Kombat theme either, or try to sing it, because that's just torture. Anyway. Yeah, so looks like people at Red vs. Blue are currently talking about starting a tournament in which major Halo-related sites will participate. Podtacular will be joining this tournament, of course. And in related news, Brent Gamer will attempt to pick up the girl that does the voice of Tex on Red vs. Blue in his Wardog.
Oh my god.
Good luck to you, Brent Gamer. Godspeed.
Yeah, good luck.
Give me your number. Or IP address.
Yeah. Like, hey, baby, you going my way? Alright, you're up.
In matchmaking news, Team SWAT has become the fastest growing playlist on Halo 2. Apparently, killing an enemy from across the map with a single magnum shot entertains people more than we could ever possibly imagine. Oh, and by the way, this is episode 69. Get your 69 jokes out of your system while you can.
Yeah, we haven't even said any of those yet. Wow, we're doing pretty good. Alright, so, we got next here. Juice 57.
Juice,
go ahead.
Juice 57 says, hey, Podtacular, I'd like to make sure you guys know about Halo Livewire's new website. It's a brand new site powered by E107 and built by Paradox 460, and it has a fast forums and a great chat box. Hope all you join up right now, but we only have 8 members, so we could use some more faces. Check it out at www.test.halolivewire.com.
Sweet.
Cool.
Alright.
They got a podcast too, right? Yeah, I think they have their own podcast too, so kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I liked that for a second. I did some pod art for them, I think. Oh no, that was. I did Hay Lounge. Okay, sorry.
Crazy Penguin X says, hey everyone in Podtacular Land, just wanted to remind you that Samminator and I are putting on a Podtacular All-Nighter on July 21st. Check out the general discussions topic in the forum to learn more and sign up. We're going to stay up at least 12 hours playing custom games and MLG game types, and the more the better. And that's all I wanted to say. Peace. Also, if you need caffeine drinks to stay awake, I'm sure that Fumo will gladly pay for and ship them to your house.
Hey, what the
just
heck?
Just make sure to send them a private message.
Oh, nice, dude. Thanks, Chris Penguin. You're going to get flooded now.
That's good because my parents are going to be out of the house.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, hey, this sounds pretty fun to be an all-nighter, but then I'm like, wait a second, it's going to be like an all-dayer for me.
Podtacular all-dayer. Yeah, so hey, what? I can't believe we haven't mentioned this yet. We are coming to you live from, like, well, not so live, but from... like, all around the world. Okay, so I'm in Orlando, Florida. And...
Go ahead.
I'm in Canada, Alberta.
I'm in Istanbul, Turkey.
Dude.
You.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a...
worldwide version. Yeah.
It's like when you had Lord Hobo and Dalplex.
Yeah, dude. Same kind of deal. Yeah, except this is for once awesome. We're in 3 different countries.
Yeah.
So, wow, power of Skype, man. So, got one from Dialpex, speaking of which, who says, hey everyone, it's Dialpex, the season director. Just wanted to let you all know we're having a blast this season with the Podtacular tournament season. With several teams playing crazy matches every week, we at the Podtacular community want you to come and join us and cheer for your team in this amazing championship we have going on. The season has been a success so far. Many of the compliments that we've received, I would like to send them right back at the players and teams that help make this a great tournament. Make sure to visit the standings for the season at the link on the left side of podtacular.com homepage, right at the top there, and check out who's the best team of the week, what went on during the week, who pwned and who got pwned, how many kills or deaths does your team have, who has the most points, among many other updates. Again, come and check us out at podtacular.com, where you'll find the best season in any Halo-related communities. Podtacular, your unofficial Halo Universe podcast, TM.
Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, how do they keep track of all those teams, even though they're not in their own clan?
They must
like
have,
their
like,
kills and stuff.
Go on Bungie and be able to all, like, calculate all the kills.
Oh, man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that takes a while.
Yeah, Dalpex.
Yeah.
Good job, Dalpex.
Alright, who's next?
I'll go. Justin F. says, "Hey guys, did you hear about the NLG team who got paid $1 million? Great, now where's my cut?"
Man, that is... That's
crazy.
A lot of money.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was like an MLG team of four, and like each got paid $250,000.
Yeah, I heard of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's final
he's just
boss
sitting on
there.
His couch playing boss video games.
Well, it's Ogre 1 and Ogre 2. Those guys are just unbelievable, you know? So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I heard they never lost a game in double team.
I don't think they ever have. I mean, I don't know if they've ever gotten beat in like in a tournament. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really follow MLG that much. I know a lot of you guys out there do, so that's cool.
I like their names, Ogre 1 and Ogre 2.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing a video one time where this guy got he got 50 kills in a, I guess it was a oddball game. No, it was territories or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, he got 50 kills solid. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Holy crap.
On lockout, so it's crazy. Anyway, let's see here.
He's almost as good as me.
Yeah, he's got to keep practicing, man. Alright, you're up, expanded.
Alright, Core Bowman says, "I have a pretty good Halo 3 site that I made with lots of good information and other cool stuff. It's www.halo3news.moonfruit.com. I think people will enjoy it."
Moonfruit. What kind of fruit goes to the moon?
Moonfruit.
Jeez.
Probably was found in that portal.
Yeah.
Alright, so on to, let's see, X-Wing 2000. He says, "Yo, I'm a big fan, just here to do a little bit of self-advertising for my new Machinima website at..." Okay, it's an Envision for it. Well, link in the show notes. "We have our first episode of my first series, A Tale of Two Hunters, up right now. Second one's on the way. Keep doing great podcasts. Keep up the goofy accents. But lay off the Arnold stuff. That's my turf. I started the whole do it now thing." I don't know, X-Wing, man. I think
really?
Arnold invented that. But actually, no, I think JVB invented it, and then Arnold copied him. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Ah! Who's next?
I'll go. Siren, I think it is. Hi guys, love the podcast. After hearing you talk about RXMYY thing, the BR the other day, I tried it out. That's so, and I too am stuck on the legendary in its first hangar bay, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that I have new version of my Halo screensaver available at www.haloscreensaver.com that you might want to mention in your web resources section of the show. You might have seen it mentioned on the on HBO and Bungie.net, but at least it allows you to play QuickTime, MPEG, and WMV movies as a screensaver. You can set up a playlist so you can watch all your episodes of Podtacular TV one after another if you want. Or as a season of Red vs. Blue, or all the Halo and Halo 2 cutscenes, or just the Halo 3 announcement trailer over and over. The screensaver only works in Windows 2000 or Windows XP, and full details are available at www.haloscreensaver.com.
Sweet.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
Yeah, pretty. I'm going to look
cool.
at that.
That'd be kind of cool to watch a whole series of Red vs. Blue, like, you know, continuously.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I also was stuck on that first Hangar Bay in Legendary, and I would, hide behind those crates, and I would, melee the crates to get the right position for, 30 to 40 minutes. You know, then I just start, fighting, and I get killed in 5 minutes, and I start all over. I did that for, a week, and then I finally got past it.
That's where Pod TV helps out, man. That
yeah,
walkthrough
yeah,
that Freak in a Box did.
Awesome show.
It's kind of a bit too late, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I already died 50,000 times.
Dang. You're reincarnated. All right, who's next?
All right, SuperGamer23 says, "Hey, Pottacker, this is SuperGamer23, and I have a no, you are playing too much Halo 2 win. A few months ago, I found a site that has ways to keep your sanity while you're playing Halo 2. It's basically the same thing. The site is called Geezer Gamers. Here's a link, geezergamers.com.
I think it's geezergamers.com. It's like for...
Geezer
Gamers works too, though. Geezer Gamers. If you're a geezer, please visit geezergamers.com. Community for all geezers. Yeah, so... yeah, I don't get why that has to do with, you know, you're playing too much Halo 2, but...
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah. Weird.
Whatever. So, Dakota Feedback writes in saying a great website also is HaloImpulse.com, which I think we've mentioned before in the past, especially if you're into Halo PC. So, it has lots of pre-made maps
That's
you
cool.
can download and things like that. So, feel free to check that, guys. Check that out, too.
Dakota Feedback is from my hometown, I believe.
Sweet. Cool.
San Jose.
Oh, California.
If you listen to this, send me a friend's request.
Geo.
All right, go ahead.
So, also got one from... some other Bungie news in the past here. Looks like Bungie's been rocking on the Hump Day challenges with our buddies at Halo Planet. Michael Fluffy Carlson over there at Halo Planet, who, and also most recently the Xbox MVP group, including Godfrey from Gamertag Radio. So, yeah, other than that, and the stuff we've already mentioned, not a whole lot of news about Halo 3 recently, but they also had some more Wambulant stuff to tell us about, and my favorite excuse... my 7-year-old son modded my Xbox and modded in Halo 2 matchmaking. Freaking yeah, right, dude. Did you guys read that one?
Like, yeah, I did, actually.
Oh,
it was like, your 7-year-old son found access to a hacking site on the internet, downloaded the files, and eventually hacked it into your Xbox all by himself.
Right, yeah. He got an action replay, freaking soft modded his Xbox, rebooted into Executioner or whatever it is, you know, and then and figured out how to FTP from that to his computer, and then FTP'd up the files, and then, you know, figured out how to play online without getting banned eventually, and then it's like, come on, dude. 7 years old.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes wonder if any of those people that are saying, like, you know, I never modded would actually, you know, telling the truth or not. It's just because, you know, how... because Bungie doesn't really say how they know that he modded.
Well,
when they show the ambulances.
I guarantee that all the ones that say, look, we have documented proof that all these guys that we're talking about modded. So, I mean, they can see, they actually have, like, network stats to show that they modded. So it's all, you know, it's not even, those ones aren't even up for argument.
They probably
Sorry, go ahead.
They're probably in the game, like, every game you play, but they're invincible, just watching you play.
Yeah,
I saw some little kid. He had a gamer tag. It was mods are cool. You know, he was. I wonder if that was a 12-month subscription.
That'd be
it was, man. Like, he just wasted $70 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
He had like every mod in there. He had like spawn killing, like the spawn mod, and then he had like super speed. He was walking up and down the maps, and he had like sniping everyone as soon as they spawn. It was crazy.
Dumb,
I saw like a 12-year-old. It's a movie of mods on Lockout, and it was Christmas, so like the Warthogs with Christmas colors and all that.
Yeah.
It's pretty weird.
Nice.
And so there's like Eminem music in the background or something, like rapping
and
about
they had,
Christmas.
Yeah, and they had Christmas trees in the background of Lockout.
Yeah.
It was funny.
And there's like always Christmas wallpapers on the walls.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's
it.
Crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
And they're all killing each other, throwing grenades in their warhogs.
Yeah, yeah. And they have that ghost that's funny colors.
Dude, it's too weird. Well, also we have a new Halo-related podcast at HaloWiki.net, which is a really awesome site. It's kind of the ultimate encyclopedia for Halo tactics and info. And the podcast kind of talks about what's going on with the community with HaloWiki.net, and there'll be a link in the show notes for that. It's pretty cool. It's called Wiki Riot.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah. So, moving on to campaign tips and glitching tips. We're going to cover a few of these, and then just some cool little comedy jokes.
Okay.
Okay, I'll go with the first one. Matt Rowe, I think it is. Okay, during your podcast, one of you brought up the fact that the second loading bay seems impossible to beat. I have a strategy that only works on co-op. You need a sword and a battle rifle on someone. The person with the battle rifle can come around the first corner and take out the turrets in two shots. The person with the sword should find it easy to go around with the elites come from if you have the second person distract them, okay? There are three boxes that the sword man can hide behind and wait for the next wave to come. A simple grenade gets all of your elites to face away from the boxes and allows the sword to assassinate at least three with no harm done. This works on legendary but requires perfect execution. Sorry, I have no tips for single player. Sounds pretty cool.
So yeah, saying distract the elites from with a grenade from the other side. And then hide behind the three boxes in the very corner of the room, so you're actually going past the entryway and then hide behind those three boxes, right?
No clue.
I think he's saying like the guy who shoots the turrets at the first distracts the elites from like where he's standing, and then the guy goes around behind him with a sword.
Oh yeah, probably.
Dude, it's just hard to assassinate three elites without getting shot down on legendary, man.
Yeah,
those guys are those elites. I mean, are just really smart.
Yeah, sometimes
I had to use a noob combo to get them.
Yeah, because sometimes you sword them and it just doesn't even work. You know, you have to just bring it back again, and then by that time they're beating you down. So it's kind of tough.
Or even when I stick them.
Yeah. Well, that works.
Yeah, I was playing one of the last levels one day on legendary. I was in my ghost just riding, and a jackal comes out, and he just no-scopes me on my ghost. And then I did that level like 20 times over and over again.
Dang.
I just moved my ghost, no-scope. He just, oh my god.
Wow.
It took a while to beat.
Huh, okay. So, I guess that can be a good one if you do it just right. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Okay. Dialpec says, this tip is extremely hard to perform. It's a campaign tip, and since we know all about that playing Xbox Live, you become much better playing than a person that only plays campaign. Sorry, I messed up. Okay, so I decided to give extremely hardcore tip for Xbox Live players that play campaign. However, this tape is aimed only at people that are levels 35 and above in Xbox Live. Good luck, guys. Alright, here it is. Turn the video game on. And at the loading screen, you'll see a Halo 2 tap the A button twice, quickly. That should make the main menu pop.
It says at the loading screen, you'll see a Halo 2 logo, and then tap the A button quickly twice,
Yeah, okay. And so, the main menu pop out in the screen with an option for campaign. Quickly move the cursor over campaign and press A again. This should now bring you to the game campaign mode. If you didn't get it down, please don't get discouraged. It's a hard tip to perform, and I like to say, and like I said, it's only aimed at players of level 35 and above. Good luck, everyone.
Wow, man.
I mean,
all those button presses and moving and all that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's pretty tough.
It's hard to find campaign on that screen.
I can't even find the A button on my controller. That's hard.
Yeah.
Press X to find A button.
I might get an Xbox guide button.
Yeah. That's pretty tough tip to help, X. I don't know, man. I think we'll have to save that for the advanced extra podcast that we have that comes out.
The All-Stars.
Yeah.
So they can pull that one off.
Yeah. So if any of you can actually pull that off and get video footage to prove it, let us know.
Yeah. Put on Pod TV.
Yeah, for real. We have proof. It's doable. So Ian Sansaw writes in saying, so I haven't heard of anyone else finding this, and someone may be able to perfect it, but if you look up, jump, and hit melee right at the peak of the jump, sometimes your character will remain in the air. I haven't been able to do this.
I did it one time over my flag, and I was camping on top of my flag. It was funny.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah.
He says, I haven't been able to do this in the open, meaning you must be able to melee a ceiling to do it. I hope you guys are able to replicate this and maybe someone can figure out how to do it better. A practical use of this is in the fact that you're able to jump again once floating in the air, thus allowing you to get to higher places. However, as soon as you try to walk, you'll fall. But you can look around, fire, throw grenades, melee, etc. That's pretty crazy. Wow. So you
I
can do that
found
on
out
purpose
one
then?
time.
Go ahead.
I found out that, like, if you find an object on the floor, like, for example, a pack of rockets, what I do is I keep on jumping and shoot it with my sniper rifle, and it takes a while after I just float in the air.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty
Whoa.
Cool. Yeah.
Well,
I'll have to show you one time.
Yeah, that'd be cool to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vote for JR says, this is pretty old news, but it's a glitch. I was listening to Kimo's glitch on episode 60 when he said that you could go behind the bushes on Delta Halo, and I decided to try it out. I got on top of the highest possible point on Delta Halo, in Delta Halo. Here are some pictures. I don't have a capture card, and so I took these with my digital camera.
Sweet.
Well, the HTTP,
it's
in the show notes, yeah.
Yeah.
The second one is the lake that as soon as you spawn, if you turn around, you'll see it.
Anyway, they're pretty cool pictures. So if you guys
I'll look
check
at that
out.
After.
Yeah. Yeah. So, expanded.
Okay. Crash Course says, okay, this isn't actually a champagne tip. Or should I say campaign tip? Alright, but it's a weird Easter egg. First start off, grab a Sputnik skull in Quarantine Zone on Legendary. That's not too hard. After load up on Delta Halo on easy and go through the level until you reach the part where you have to fight the honor guards. Kill all the enemies outside and then fall down the door. Don't go through it, but instead jump up onto the ledge. Throw a sticky at your feet and jump up to a slanted ledge to the left of you. Follow it 3/4 of the way down, then face the wall. Throw another sticky at your feet and jump. You should have landed on top of the structure. Then you should see part of the regret right in front of you. Jump down and jump on top of the boxes to a ledge. Then make right towards bushes and jump down to where the hunters are supposed to be. When the level loads, and go to the place where the lift takes you across the water. Zoom in and you see a switch. A normal sticky won't do it. Use a rocket and a sticky to fly over and hit the switch.
Yeah, so I guess... yeah, if you guys can follow that, you're better than us. But according to a video in Raven's post, it is said that if you activate skulls in a certain order, it activates a switch in the big room in High Charity. Flabbergasting fooey or real stuff? Who knows?
I don't know. I heard another glitch, something like that, where you kill the Prophet of Regret in a certain way, and then go to multiplayer, and on coagulation, you get like some special gun. It's like a triple shooting rocket launcher.
Holy crap.
Nice. I want the rocket launcher that shoots in like 47 directions at one time.
Yeah.
Just like in a
body. All these guys are surrounding you. You just shoot once, kill them on Java.
Yeah, really,
right? That's funny.
Yeah, who came up with that? Be sweet. Or like a sniper rifle that just sprays horizontally, like your whole horizontal field of view.
Well, that'd be crazy.
I saw something like that. It was someone had like they were shooting a sniper rifle as if it was like an assault rifle. Like it was going, you know what I mean?
Modders,
yeah,
modders,
sanctuaries. Really?
Well, that brings us to the part of the show where we talk about you know you play too much Halo if, and there's tons of these. There's also some variations on some different stuff like this. So yeah, let's get going, man. So Markipolo7 here. On the first one, he says, you know you play too much Halo if you've already taken the train to Kansas City, Missouri, cheapest gas in the country, to buy your gas to use for your power generator. Okay, I don't get that, but all right.
to you know, play Halo, power your Xbox with a power generator.
Why don't you just plug it into your wall?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, that's weird. Anyway. Yeah, so he says you've packed all your stuff for you to use when you sit outside your Best Buy, Circuit City, GameStop, or your local game selling store. Now I get the first one. He's talking about using a power generator outside of GameStop waiting for Halo 3.
Oh, I see.
You could have explained that first. Would have been nice. You filled out a job application for all your local game selling stores, hoping they sell a few Halo 3s to their workers instead of the people waiting in line outside. Yeah. Good luck. He says, try it. It's the best. He says, the Best Buy. Let's see. He said the Best Buy he was at did it for Xbox 360. He hates it, Best Buys now. Anyway, he said, okay, next one. Dude, freaking. Sometimes, guys, you gotta work on your grammar, dang. He says, you bought a big fold-up, big screen HD TV. Right.
Even have those?
Yeah, you can fold them up, put it in your pocket. You know, it's awesome.
So they're actually making those or something like that.
Yeah, man, I got a fold-up Xbox 360 too and a fold-up controller. It's great. It's
No,
great
no,
anywhere.
yeah, it's for like the Palm Pilots. Like I think Sony's developing the technology where it can like the something electrical impulse sends the messages to your Palm Pilot and it will like roll up. And then
Nice.
the PS3 was thinking about developing technology where instead of vibrating, you're gonna have it where your motion sensor turns like really soft. So like instead of getting a vibrating, like if you die from a boss, like your controller starts to melt. Not melt, but get soft.
Melt in your hands.
Crazy.
I read about it on Team Xbox. It was so cool. That
Wow.
sounds pretty cool.
Wow. I'm fine with my fold-up power generator. That should take care of it. It's like the Jetsons, man, where their car folds up into a suitcase.
You
Nice.
just have this big thing sticking out of your pocket.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
Okay.
You can go.
Go for this one, Oompa.
You bought. Oh no. Okay. You placed a season recording for E3 06 on your TiVo DVD, DVR, or other recording things.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
I guess so.
Okay. So, Killing You Guy says, you play too much Halo 2 if you go around chanting H3, 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 H3.
Yeah,
Or
definitely.
if you've watched if you watched the E3 video more than 15 times, combing through it for secrets, Lily, hey, Theus, different gloves.
Dude, this is just a testament to the spelling we get on Podtagger.
Yeah.
He's saying,
It
combing
just shows
through it
that.
for secrets, like, hey, there's different gloves. But he says, Lyle, HAY, THEIS, different gloves.
Oh my god. Wow, hey, guys.
This was it. Painkiller can't spell. Or his
Yeah.
modded spell check is all messed up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, there's this great tool, guys. If you go to google.com and type in spell check, there's this thing pops up right at the top, and you can do spell check right there. Highly recommend it next time you send in tips. Hint, hint.
Yeah. That'd be cool if we could have one on the website before you like submit news. It spell checks it.
You know, that would be freaking awesome.
Yeah.
We should totally do that.
Yeah. And if there's like one letter non-correct, it would
It's like
like
rejected.
restart your computer.
Yeah, really.
You're not welcome here.
You are banned. No.
That'd be funny.
So Taylor Drake sends one and he's saying, okay, Foo and company, you have to forgive my noobishness. This actually happened to me. I was over at a friend's house. When I was walking down the stairs, I saw a ledge with a plant on top of it. The first thing I thought of was Ivory Tower, and then thought out loud, if I could just crouch jump up there, I could sleep there until your sister comes down and assassinate her.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's
That's
crazy. Definitely play too much Halo 2.
Yeah.
Then my pal Flaming Pickle looked at me kind of weird, and well, you can guess. Also, I've been looking for a motion tracker when rounding corners. So if I'm not playing Halo for a week or so, it's because I've seriously been playing way too much Halo.
God,
Holy crap.
that's
must have been playing Halo 2 all night or something to get that thing.
You'd be.
I was at a friend's house.
Yeah.
I was at a friend's house and we were, brought our Xboxes over and so we're playing campaign all night in Halo 2. And so me and my friends decided to go to bed and my two other guys decided to just stay up and keep playing, you know. So we go to bed, wake up in like 7 in the morning, they're still playing. Anyway, so one guy, my friend's Korean, David, he gets up and walks around. And then comes over to my friend David and he starts talking to him in Korean. And he's like, what's going on? He keeps talking to Korean, he starts pulling out his sock. And he's like, what are you doing, David? And he's pulling out his sock. We find out later he was sleepwalking, and then said he had to go to church.
Wow.
It was.
That's weird.
We try to tell him to go to sleep. He wouldn't sleep.
All right, well, you're up, dude.
Ultima Killer says, "Hey guys, you know you play too much Halo 2 when your mom hands you the mashed potatoes and you see in your left eye, hold X to mash potatoes."
Hold X to take mashed potatoes, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely too much.
Yeah.
All right, Supanuba 009 says...
Sounds like Oompa.
Yeah, kind of. It says, "You know, do you think too much about Halo 3 when you write your gamer tag on your math test instead of your actual name?" You write down Halo 3 for every answer, and you claim the teacher modded the test and swear you'll get back at her on Xbox Live.
Oh my god.
Wow. Taking over your life.
If you even had one in the first place.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Expanded.
The Two Chiefs says, "You know you play too much Halo 2 when, number one, you have a targeting reticule burnt into your eyeballs." It kind of hurts
too much.
Okay, yeah. Like, you go to the grocery store, and you're looking at, like, the green beans to put them in your cart. You have to send, like, the targeting reticule over the green beans.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're, like, waiting for it to turn red.
That'd be funny. Like the bad piece, they turn yellow. Oh my god.
You can play too much Halo 2 when you play hide and go seek with your friends in RL and yell at them for camping. Oh, in real life. Okay, I got that one.
It's tough in RL, man.
You know, you don't play too much Halo 2 when you actually play a game of territories. Or
they're like gotta contest a hill when there's a flag that pops up.
That'd be kind of fun, actually. Like pushing people out of the territory. Like,
it's my territory.
No gated time.
That'd be fun.
You lose a game of dodgeball in PE and claim that your team was modding. That's about the time we heard that one.
That's not dodgeball. That's snodball.
Modball.
That hurts.
Or when you go play Halo 1 and wonder where the auto aim went. Or when you gladly exchange your Benz for a Warthog. Actually, I'd like to get a Warthog. Those look fun.
Yeah, with the turret and everything, right down the street.
Yeah.
Between people.
That'd be crazy. But of course, when you drive, you actually look from behind yourself.
Yeah. I like you.
It should be weird.
And he also says, "You know, you play too much Halo 2 when backwash doesn't mean sipping and putting it back into the cup."
Oh, that's bad.
It means lagging out on your 360.
Yeah, the problem with backwash in the 360 wasn't lagging out, at least not for me.
It was
frame. All over
every
the
time
place.
I played that level, I lagged so bad. I don't know why.
Yeah, it was lagging, and it was like the frame rate.
Yeah, the frame,
horrible
yeah.
frame.
Yeah.
Yeah. After, like,
I was looking at my favorite maps.
Yeah. Chill Dog for me says, "You know you've been playing too much Halo 2 when you throw a grenade on the ground and jump over it as you go off and try to grenade jump from one building to another."
Definitely.
Okay.
You throw like a pop cap on the ground and you try to jump right when it goes off.
You
jumped higher, did you see it? Andy Ayung says, "You know you think too much about Halo 3 when you start camping out now, and when the cops come by, you use the Covenant's active camo and shoot them with the assault rifle." Wow.
Too much.
I like to pull out a paintball gun.
Yeah.
Alright.
I want to get this next one.
What's that?
Rusty2005i says, "When you play too much Halo 2 when you look at your stupid dim teacher and your reticule turns red." Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We're going back and forth here. When your reticle turned red while looking at your gym teacher. Okay, let me try that again. When your reticle turns red when you're looking at your gym teacher and you throw a sticky at him. Okay, first of all, you need a reticle to do all that, but okay.
Three, when your gym teacher starts shouting at you for throwing that baseball at him, you beat him down with your sword.
What the hell, man? Where does he get all this stuff, and why the gym teacher?
Why would he have a sword with you?
Rusty does not like his gym teacher, for the record.
No.
Yeah.
Let's see here. When two cops come to arrest you because you killed him with your baseball bat and then beat them down and scream. Dude, okay, he's like seriously got a vendetta against his gym teacher, so why don't we skip to the next one?
Okay. Can I read mine?
Oh, by all means.
Go for it.
Okay, Oompa Loompa, the best Halo 2 player. You know you play too much Halo 2 when a nerd tries to talk to you at school, but you say, "I didn't send you a party invite, noob." This actually happened at school. We were playing foosball, and we were playing, and the kid's like, "Yeah, the party's closed." And he's like, "Your party invite, but the
party's closed."
He's like, "I'm the party leader. I'll boot you out if you come." Dad.
Dude, don't worry about it. Just mute him, man. Just mute him.
Mute him. Boot him. Bad feedback.
Oh, who failed to load the map? Oh. Alright, you're up.
That's good. Alright. Ares925 says, "You know you play too much Halo 2 when somebody makes a 3-point shot on you and say, 'You have hosts. Come on.'"
3-point shot. Okay.
I think it's in basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dude, I'm like sitting here trying to think what a 3-point shot is in Halo 2. I'm a dork.
BR, there you go.
Yeah. Like, what? That's a 4-point. Anyway. So, Anthony Data says, "You're sitting in your house, you know you play too much Halo 2, when you're sitting in your house and learning about the Vietnam War, and you say they won because they used standby." Right, they're just sitting in the swamps, like, finger over the standby button, waiting for you to come in. Yeah.
With modems.
With modems, yeah, they carry modems around, it's a good weapon.
Okay, Caboose0070 says, "Okay, the other night I was at my friend's house at a LAN party. I fell asleep, and came to talk trash to everyone else in my sleep. Or at least that's what my friend said. He said, I was like, don't make me get up and pony noob. I would whoop you at Halo 2. So yeah, maybe I played too much."
That's a good story.
That's sad.
It is, actually.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Crashwave says, "You know you play too much Halo 2 when you walk to school, and when the people are putting the flag up, you grab it from them and run back home, calling them noobs."
and you score it.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, doing that last one, that would be so awesome, like, if that guy that was, like, sleepwalking, that would be so awesome, like, mm-hmm. He put a water gun in his hand, and then just, like, everybody, like, gets around in a circle, and then, like, starts running around with their own water guns, and then you, like, you make, like, this loud sound in his ears that goes, boop, 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 like, to respawn. And he wakes up and he's like firing the water gun at everybody.
He's like screaming no scope.
Yeah. Yeah, really.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Defend our flag, defend our flag.
It's like, no, reload.
Yeah. He's like, man, BXB. Anyway.
Yeah. Nail someone in the face.
Everyone's like, "Ow, man, you're sleeping. Come on. Wake up." Yeah.
Okay, so finishing off what Crash Ray was saying, you know you play too much Halo 2 when after every class you hear the teacher say in a loud voice, "Round over."
School, and when school is over, game over.
Yeah, really. It's like the same voice and everything. The teacher's like, "Okay, class, so that's about the end of the round over." What the hell?
She looks like a CD player beside her.
Yeah.
The voice.
That's problems, definitely.
Okay, I'll go with this. Primo, do you want to go?
Go ahead.
Okay. Article GFX says, you know, you play too much Halo 2 when Halo 2 online when you go around in real life, pretend to shoot people at the mall and yell out well-known sequence as loud as you can. Double kill, triple kill, kill tackler, kill frenzy, kill trusty, and kill non-drawer.
And then the security comes up and says, sir, you need to leave.
No, I got booted.
Oh, the party's open, I'll join back.
Yeah.
Damn, he closed it.
Oh man, it might only crap. You start talking to people inside. Send me an invite. Anyway,
I'm sending you bad feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TFD writes it. TFD writes in saying, you know, you play too much Halo 2 when you play a sport and you think the opposing team is the Covenant, you start to attack them with the ball. Definitely too much.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
UPS Man 23 says, you know, you play too much Halo when there is an awkward silence. You think you're being standbyed.
Everything's yeah, going blue. Re-establishing connection.
Yeah, really. Yeah, if you ever see that screen and you're, like, in front of your eyes, your eyes go blank, you see a blue screen, reestablish your connection. What? Standby.
Boy for JR says, you know you play too much Halo 2 when you hear someone says that there's a fight night on HBO. You go on your computer to play to halo.bungie.org and expect to find a live feed of two guys punching each other in the middle of Sanctuary.
Yeah, definitely. HBO fire. Yeah. Definitely too much.
Yeah.
Virion says, you know you like Arnold Schwarzenegger too much if every other thing you say is, get to the chopper!
Like, besides getting to the Warthog, you're like, get to the chopper!
Yeah, really? Come on, yeah. What are you doing? Dude, you know you like Arnold Schwarzenegger too much is if whenever anyone asks your name, you say, I'm Detective John Kimble. I'm a cop, you idiot.
Yeah.
I like you stick around.
Yeah.
Okay. Facehead says, you know you don't play enough Halo 2 when you scrolling through the colors and find Sage and says, he's a wizard.
Right.
Okay.
He's a sage okay. Wizard. All right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Terminator Llama says, you know, you've been playing too much Halo 2 when
you've been not playing enough Halo 2.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. He tells you he's going to use the BR. Then you respond by saying, you're going to use the bathroom? You just went. Get it? BR, bath.
Yeah.
And also he says, you know you take the game and your rank too seriously when you mar the standby in Team SWAT, which has happened to me.
Yeah, definitely, dude.
I got standby in Team Training.
Yeah, they're trying to get their Team Training rank up, man. You gotta get that rank up to a moon, man.
I've been working since Halo 2 came out, and my level hasn't even moved up yet.
I know, what the
oh
heck?
Oh my goodness. I'm too good, there isn't even a rank next to my name.
Must be doing something wrong, God. So,
I got my own. I it's okay if I say this. I got my own. You play too much Halo 2 if, and this really happened to me a couple days ago. You play too much Halo 2 if you were at a PC LAN party and you're playing Counter Strike and you kick control to talk to your teammates.
Wow.
I really did that and I just started laughing out loud.
Oh my god. Like, where's the white button?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let's see. Baron Blitzkrieg says you play too much Halo 2 if you have a box full of Xbox controllers next to you when you play Halo 2 to replace the ones you will end up throwing when you lose.
Oh my god. I used to have such controllers for mine.
You have like controller parts like laying around all around.
I saw a video on the internet of this kid who was like had a serious mental issue with Halo. Like he looked pretty good, but like he was just going crazy whenever he died. He was like,
yeah,
just lash out, swearing and punching the TV screen and hurting his hand and
slamming
the door closed
so
with
funny.
His foot. One time he gets died, and then he like just throws his head back and screams like a little girl.
Oh my god!
I saw that.
A short, quick scream.
He broke his TV by punching the TV when he was mad. He
really?
Was like, oh,
oh my god!
And he punched his TV and literally broke his TV. Like he didn't like
oh
smash
god.
It or anything, but like it stopped working.
I'm wrong.
I wonder if
like,
he even
what?
Knew the TV camera.
What?
The camera was there.
Yeah. That's sad.
I wonder what would happen if he found the camera was there.
I don't know, man.
sees himself posted on the internet. And breaks his
yeah, he
computer.
Some help.
Okay, Ultima Killer says, you know you play a noob when you use the BXR combo on the noobs and how is he doing that? He must be a modder.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Marco Polo 7 says, when the only joystick you jiggle is attached to
oh
the
my
controller.
God.
Okay. Next time I'll read those before I speak them.
Wait,
when...
Okay.
You can't even, like, play in F...
Let's see. When you... Okay, who's up? Okay. What... Yeah, I'll just go through a couple of them here. When you're playing Fight Night 3, Uno, Gras, or any other game, and your gamertag has something to do with Halo in it. Oh yeah, this is classic, dude. When people like are have like a gamertag that's like "I stuck you" or something, they're playing Uno.
Yeah.
It's like doesn't make any sense.
Do you place down like a blue card? I stuck you.
Yeah. Stuck you. <That's good. laughs> When you're playing Champagne. Instead of campaign, that's like you know you listen to too much Podtacular right there. When you don't play other first-person shooters because they don't have the Master Chief in them. I mean, what's the point? When for an art project you make an exact full-scale replica of the Master Chief.
Like exactly the same, nothing different.
Everybody else is like drawing a picture of a forest or something, and you're like this full scale replica that has like battle damage and everything, and they're like,
oh
holy crap.
I did something like that once for my art class. We had to do like 4 hours worth of like sketching, so I did actually 7 hours worth of drawing the Halo 2 front cover, mm-hmm. like a full page thing. It's
yeah.
pretty good. If I can get a scan, I'll show you guys.
Cool.
Cool.
Like your classmates like go, okay, so this is like a sunset and this is a drawing and I hope you like it. And they're like, okay, Jimmy, your turn. And you like go vroom and you drive in your warthog. They're like, what the? So for my project, I made a full scale warthog. The turret works too if you No.
Somebody, no.
Yeah, security.
There, someone did something like that. It was like you talked in previous episodes already, where the guy did a table of like inside the table was like a battlefield or something of Halo.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyways.
Coffee table.
Okay, I'll go. Red Channel says, first of all, before this is Red. JV is going to be on the show, I asked that he read my submission personally because he has an incredibly sexy voice.
Okay.
Well, he's not here, so...
Yeah, so we can't
yeah,
read
next.
It.
No.
Okay.
We'll save those for later episodes.
Yeah. I'll go with this one, I guess. My slick light...
I don't know, I couldn't figure out how like to pronounce his name,
yeah.
So...
You know you play too much Halo when you can remember the name of every map in the game. You know you play too much Halo when you're playing soccer. You fake press X to kick ball when the ball gets near you.
Gosh.
You know you play too much Halo when you imitate a grunt's voice, MC's voice, Sarge's voice, and Arnold's voice all day long.
Yeah, definitely, man.
What does Arnold have to do with anything with Halo?
I know.
Yeah.
But like a girl comes up to you and she's like, "Hey, how do you do?" Like imitated Grunt's voice, and you're like, "I do it pretty good." And she's like, "What the hell?"
I'm
a great. Look at me. Okay, goodbye.
You know, and Arnold Schwarzenegger comes, "How you doing?" Okay. You know
great.
You don't.
Wow, Oompa Loompa, man. How you doing?
You know you don't play enough Halo when you don't know what MLG stands for.
Yeah.
Major League Guns.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
You didn't know what Banshees were usable, and you tried to zoom in with the SMG.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, you can't actually zoom with the binoculars.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go back to a few Marco Polo ones here. He had some other good ones, too.
Sorry about that.
That's cool. He says, when Halo 2 is the only game you've played on your 360. You played too much Halo 2.
Actually, that's like the only game I play on my 360, and I have all these other ones.
Dude, it's like, if you got that, really, why even buy a 360? Because it runs exactly. Better on Xbox One.
Yeah, I like beat all my games and start playing Halo 2.
When you don't go to school because you tell your mom you failed to load the map.
Or like when you fail a test, you're like, my connection was bad.
Yeah, I had red connection, lagging. Man. It's not my fault. I didn't have host.
Yeah.
when you use any other variation of owned, like my favorite pwned, definitely, or ponied, he says. You got pony. When you actually dress up as the Master Chief for Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah. That'd be weird. And when you go on Bungie.net, you play too much Halo 2. I guess he's right. Alright, expanded.
Okay. Dakota Feedback says, you know you've been playing too much Halo when you get a separate power bill for Halo 2 in the mail.
Oh. There's a whole category for... Yeah, this is all Halo 2 usage right here. None of this
like
air conditioning.
It's like $24,000. Like, oh my god.
Dude, that's like a whole freaking city, man.
Yeah.
They're modding us.
I know. Someone hacked into my Halo 2 again.
Okay, he also says, you know you've been playing too much Halo 2, too much when you are in the army with an assault rifle and you say, where's the plasma pistol? And then the captain hands you one and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the army chasing down, like, insurgents. You're like, plasma pistol? Wait, you're standing in an area and this guy goes, dude, what are you doing, sergeant? You're like, I'm waiting for a weapon respawn, man. What do you think? I got my stopwatch, man. I got 3 seconds to go. Then a weapon falls out of midair. You're like, yes.
Can I exit from you? No. You beat him down.
Yeah. Yeah, if any time you're in close range and you try to beat someone down instead of shooting him. Too much Halo 2 in the army. So Beasting says, you know you're taking the game too seriously when you lose in team training and you get so pissed you threw your controller against a wall and beat down your sister. Wow.
That's mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No beating down sisters, bro.
I'm trying to get my level 2.
I know. You need to get my level in team training. So that's it, guys. That's our show. Tune in next week for the Halo 3 show, where we're going to be covering features that you want to see in the most highly anticipated game ever, Halo 3. Lots of interesting stuff here, guys, too. You don't want to miss that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably going to be one of the most hyped or upcoming games coming.
Yeah.
And it's going to be big.
Yeah.
Who knows? So nice.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, send in your tips, etc. to podtackler@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions. to keep the show going. We ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. And we have some rocking forums there, too. They're really nice.
Yes.
Best ones I've seen.
Also, call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO.
That's 206-888-HALO.
And in French, it's 206-888-HALO. In Spanish, it's 206-888-FTRE.
What?
I don't know.
What kind of Spanish language do you speak, man?
We should have those, like, all languages. Like
in the clicking language, it's
for Klingon and for Covenant.
Klingon, dude. If anyone knows how to speak Klingon out there, yeah, you know you watch too much Star Trek, but please send us in the translation.
I was on the Xbox website, and I was looking at ambassadors, like Xbox ambassadors around the world, yeah. And JVB was one of them. I found JVB there. Anyways, I also saw, like, they were categorized in different languages, like French, you know, English, Spanish, and stuff. And then Major Nelson, who's, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of you know who Major Nelson is. He's, like, the director of Xbox Live Programming.
Yeah.
He was labeled under Klingon-speaking Xbox ambassador.
Dude, Major, what's up with that, man? We didn't know you spoke Klingon. Wow, we can hang. All right, cool.
It's his hobby.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He's like in his office recording a show and starts speaking Klingon.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great way to pick up chicks right there, man. Speak Klingon.
And like Glenn's voice, too. Oh,
you go up to him and you're like, hey, baby, dong, dong, wow.
Oh, you want a party, eh? You get my feel.
Anyway, how did we end up talking about that, dude? Who knows?
206-888-HALO, and now we're talking about clicks stuff.
The clicking language and then Klingon, who knows? Wow. So, shout-outs to Laird SB. He suggested the Halo Universe thing with the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, and sent in the theme music for Pod TV. Appreciate the contributions there, man.
Yeah. Cool. Also, shout-out to NightFox10, Spartan1118, and at the Podtacular Halo PC Clan. They had their first practice recently and are getting organized and having a great time. If you're interested, guys, sign up in the forums. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I wonder if there are any other PC clans out there that want to compete.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yaw.
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 Goggity.
Shout outs to Beasting, Dawiz, SharpShot15, and big thanks to Cyclonic for editing audio as usual. So.
Yeah, and shout outs to Riz Pablo, Dweeb and Raven, and Chevalo.
Yeah. Riz Pebble's on a shout-out spree, man. He's getting shout-outs like every episode.
And I give my shout-out to my friend David, Kevin, and Thad.
Oh, yeah, and Crash Course. Yeah.
And shout-out to God, because God doesn't get enough shout-outs.
Yeah,
God.
He's listening to us right now.
Yeah, he is. He actually hears it before we all do, man.
Yeah, he's listening to all the Podtacular episodes.
Episode 500 already.
He's like our biggest fan.
Yeah, you might say he's a big fan, because he listens to me.
Yeah, big fan.
Anyway, until next time, I'm Fumo Jai.
I'm a Oompa Loompa.
And I'm Expanded Flame.
Stop.
Alright, keep on fragging trucks.
Keep on fragging those grunts that talk with squeaky voices. That's right, try to take your girlfriends away.
Keep fragging those modders.
Sit down.
We're sick of them.
Keep fragging people that try to speak Klingon to pick up chicks.
Yeah.
Frag the warthogs.
Yeah. Alright, later, guys.
Yep.
There's only one thing left to say. Dun 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 d